Okay, we're back. Let's take a look at this thing of how to make $100,000 on 25 acres or less. Well, during the 1970s, an obscure black college professor at Tuskegee Institute in Alabama, working on a grant, by the way, that was a Rockefeller grant, if you can believe it, $250,000, he developed a unique marketing plan for agricultural products. Once they did this, the Rockefeller money dried up. Once they showed that, yeah, we could do this, this is not something that the New World Order wanted accomplished. The plan was aimed at poor rural black landowners in the South who own small acreages. Now, some of these acreages are as small as 3 acres. 3 acres. You can make $100,000 a year. I'll show you how. Now, the goal was to keep these landowners on the land by producing produce for sale to the public at retail and to generate an income that would support a family. Well, $100,000 a year gross will support a family. Now, the cost of production is about 50% of what you get out of a business enterprise. That's what we call a keystone markup. Keystone markup. You buy it for a dollar, you sell it for two. And that's called a keystone. Now, in agriculture, you have a tremendous amount of input. You have chemicals and sprays, and you have labor. This operation is a four-man operation. It's a man, his wife, and two teenage children. It's a four-man operation. If you don't have two children that will work on the farm with you, then you're going to have to spend some money on labor. These are called you-pick operations, and you do as much as you can to create a you-pick operation where the customer picks the produce, and you put in a store. The Whatley program was so successful that it became known as the Whatley program, how to make $100,000 a year on 25 acres or less. That guy's name was Booker T. Whatley. There are about 4,000 of these small family enterprises operating in the United States today, 4,000. Now, there are approximately 33.6 million people, about 12% of the population, are into health food and organic. And that's spread all over the country. There's 12% of the population in North Dakota, and 12% of the population in New York, and 12% of the population in California. You can sell this produce wholesale to health food stores, but it's better if you sell your produce retail to your own customers. And so what Whatley developed was a retail marketing program where you go out and pre-sell the produce. You need 100 customers. You go to a health food store, you start talking to people who are into health foods. Would you like to contract with me to grow your food? For instance, right now, our family uses approximately 600 pounds of potatoes a year. And I would like to buy 600 pounds of potatoes a year from somebody that grows organic potatoes. I don't want to buy Monsanto New Leaf Superior potatoes that are BT and Roundup Ready. I don't want to buy that. That's what they sell in the supermarket. Now, if you had potatoes, or let me put it this way, if you had any kind of produce, fruits, vegetables, meat, and et cetera, I would buy it from you in a heartbeat. Let me ask you the same question. Would you pay retail for organic produce? You're already paying retail for chemically produced produce in your supermarket. So if somebody would come to you and say, I've got organic potatoes, meat, milk, butter, and eggs, would you buy that from me and just pay me the same price you're now paying down at the local retail store? Would you do that? Well, most people would. Now, the average housewife is spending about $5,000 a year in the supermarket. All you want from her is $1,000. You want 20% of her food budget being spent with you on your little farm. And so what they derived, or what they created was a little farm. You divide the thing up, and you plant just what other people want to buy, what your customers want to buy. So when 100 of your customers, and this is about all you can service, is about 100 people at about $1,000 each, with you, your wife, and your two children. And when you put this little operation together, you're growing just what these people want to buy. You ask, well, how many potatoes do you buy? Well, I buy about 10 pounds a week. Well, that's about 500 pounds a year, 10 pounds a week. Now, 100 pounds of potatoes, if you sold those potatoes at 10 cents a pound, they'd be about $10 a hundred, or about $60 or $70 for a year's supply of potatoes. And customers come to your store. Now, here was a neat little operation that I've seen in some of these other, well, a lot of these little mom-and-pop operations. You don't have to grow everything there on your own farm. For instance, if you're up in North Dakota, you may not have peaches, but you know there are organic peach producers all over. So what you do is you buy peaches from organic sources, and there's a lot of organic sources that you can find in Acres USA. People that have organic corn, wheat, beans, fruit, vegetable. And what you don't have, you can buy, and you can buy these at different times of the year. For instance, if you're in North Dakota, you may not have carrots, but they'll have carrots in January in the Rio Grande Valley and in Salinas, California. And what you do is you ship them in. But you have to make sure that you're buying organic and that you're selling organic. Now, health food stores are basically in the business of selling pills. You ever notice that? Go into your local health food store. There's, you know, they've got some beans and they've got a few things in there, but they don't have fresh fruits and vegetables, which is what customers want to buy, and that's where the U-Pick operation comes in. So here at the farm, we have some raised beds that we've put together, and so that I can demonstrate and I can show you how to put a $100,000 farm together. For instance, let me give you an illustration as to the value of a bed. Let's suppose that we take a bed, a raised bed, 6.5 feet wide by 60 feet long, and you've got about 400 square feet there, 6 by 60, and that little half foot in here is about 400 square feet. And you practice what we call square foot gardening, which was developed by Rodale. Now, there are a lot of organic sources. There's a lot of organic books out there, whether you're into organic or not. But if you plant garlic or lettuce, cabbage, that cabbage sells for about 50 cents a pound in the store. A head of cabbage is about 3 pounds. And let's suppose that we can sell that cabbage for 50 cents a pound, or let's get 33 cents a pound for it. A 3 pound head of lettuce is worth $1. And there's 400 square feet in a bed, and it will grow just about 400 cabbages. That's $400. Now think about that in terms of an acre. An acre has 43,560 square feet in it. Now let's talk about 3 acres, because 43,560 square feet, now take out your house and your buildings and you plant your 3 acres in truck crop like cauliflower, cabbage, rutabaga, berries, fruit, and you're shooting for $1 a square foot. That's why 3 acres will produce $100,000 a year. So if you've just got a little place, and you've got 2 or 3 acres on there, you know you can make your living. In fact, if you've got a place in the city, I've mentioned this a time or two, just 50 by 100 square feet, that's a lot, just a lot, 50 by 100 in the city. You can grow 2,000 square feet of vegetables on your own property. Think of that. That's 2,000 square feet will feed a family of 6 year-round. 2,400 square feet is about what you need to feed a family of 6 year-round. All right, now, the Whatley people did a great job, but those people didn't care whether you used organic or whether you practiced chemical farming. So we took the chemical farming out of the Whatley program and we added the 15 agricultural laws. Now, God gave us 15 laws and told us you practice these 15 laws and you can have sustainable agriculture forever. And of course, a question arises, is agriculture a chemical soup or is it a living organism? Now, when you go to public school, they teach evolution and that you came from a living soup. And, of course, farming today is little more than chemical farming. It's like hydroponics. All we're going to do is feed this plant chemicals. And, indeed, they will grow. And they will produce. You can grow hydroponic tomatoes. They taste like wallpaper paste. And they don't have any nutrients in them. But they are tomatoes. And people sell them. Now, why don't we grow on an organic living organism called soil, because it contains 186,000 organisms in the soil, and if all of those organisms are in there, in balance, you won't have any insect problems at all, because insects only eat weak, sick plants. That's what they're designed for. So the reason that the farmer is having a problem with insects is that he never practices the land Sabbath, which is one of those 15 agricultural laws. So we have to learn about the land Sabbaths. Hybridized seed. You know there's a law that says you shall not sow your seed with, or your field with mingled seed. That's hybridized seed. That seed produces produce that is anywhere from 75% short on protein to 600% short on iron, 345% short on copper, and so on down the line. You've probably heard me mention that over the radio a time or two. Then there's the landmark laws, cattle laws, landmarks, and the soil. How do you maintain that soil? I can show you how to do all of that. And indeed, I think that it's a better form of agriculture than chemical agriculture. In fact, if you're going to practice chemical agriculture, I would say you probably need some other kind of business, because American agriculture has been using chemicals and practicing chemical agriculture for about 100 years, and it's no longer self-sustaining, and American agriculture is going into the tank. And I think if you do it, you'll go right into the tank with them. What we need is a change. We need a change back to what works, and what works are the agricultural laws that God gave us out at Mount Sinai, for the express purpose of maintaining soil fertility and human health, which is the basic reason for eating. It's health. Now, when you eat potatoes that are lacking in vitamins and minerals, you're going to get cancer, muscular dystrophy, or heart attack. So are the people who buy your produce. Now, this marketing plan only includes 100 customers. That's all you need is 100. You want $1,000, 20% from each of your customers out of their marketing budget, to pay you to grow what they want to buy. And you don't grow what people don't want to buy. Take their order, and then you go out and you plant it and grow it. So the marketing plan includes 100 customers, at $1,000 each, what we're looking for here is a gross program or a gross sale of $100,000 a year. What does it cost to produce it? Well, let's suppose that you don't own a piece of ground and you need to go buy a piece. Would you like to learn how to buy a piece of ground? No money down, no interest, no carrying charges. Do you think you could make a real estate deal like that in America today? I've made many of them, and I've shown people how to do that, the no money down trick. So in school, we'll show you how to buy a piece of ground if you don't have it. If you've got a piece of ground, are you using it to its maximum potential? Have you thought about putting in a little operation to make that ground pay for itself? You know, if you're paying $500 a month payments on a piece of real estate and you're working someplace to make the $500, what happens if you lose your job? Have you thought about that? That's why I mentioned in the last segment, I need a methodology whereby I can make a living outside the system. Now, if you're making a living and you work at Boeing or IBM or some place and you're making your living, that's fine. There's no problem with that. But why don't you think about, gee, what if I lost my job? Could I feed, clothe, and house myself? And could I produce a little extra for some people down the street? You know, back in the Depression years, people were really scrambling to make ends meet. When I was a kid during World War II, everybody had a victory garden. Everybody grew something. And what we didn't have, Mrs. Birchfield had. What Mrs. Birchfield didn't have, what Mrs. Johnson had. And those people, you know, when you have three or four pear trees, you're going to have more pears than you can eat. You take those surplus pears and trade it to somebody that's got apples. And the guy that's got apples, you're trading your squash for, or you're trading cucumbers or something else. Now, people will drive 40 miles to buy organic produce. The Watley program, they thought that what you needed to do was to locate this farm or your store within 40 miles of a population area of 50,000 people. We discovered that you only need 100 customers and 12% of the population is interested in organic produce. Now, if you're living in an area that's producing a lot of organic produce already, then you've got competition. And what you need is 100 customers that will buy from you. So you go out and you get 5 customers, and then you go out and you get 5 more. Here's the trick. You know, people, it's kind of like this. Birds of a feather flock together. So if you came to me and you sold me on the idea of organic produce, I would tell 10 of my friends. Those 10 friends all have 10 friends who in turn have 10 friends who in turn have 10 friends. Now, the people that don't eat organic do not have 10 organic friends. I mean, it's just, that's the way life is. So you go over to some guy who's a Catholic and he's going to have 10 Catholic friends. You go to some guy who's a Republican, he's going to have 10 Republican friends. You go to some guy that buys his food down here at Walmart and he's going to have 10 friends that buy from Walmart. I mean, that's just where reality's at. Now, the store, as you progress along in your program, I mean, we start this thing at zero COD. We go out and we start looking for 5 customers. So you've got to go out and find 5 customers, but 5 customers have 10 friends, that's 50. Those 50 have 10 friends, that's 500. Now, you've got to be able to perform. So we need to teach you how, not only how to market it, but how to grow it. And there's a program here developed by Rodale called Companion Planting. And we learned that from the Indians. You know, the Indians, they used to plant beans, corn, and squash on the same piece of ground. So we pay attention to Rodale, the Indians, and other organic growers, and especially Acres USA. And if you're going to get into the business, then we want to find out, well, how do the other guys do it? And by doing that, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You know, there are other fellows that have already been out there doing this. There's other people out there that have organic seed. There's other people out there that have open pollinated seed. There's other people out there that are marketing and can show you how to do the same thing. And so birds of a feather flock together. So I buy organic, and I'm always looking for organic. Everybody that eats organic is always looking for organic. Well, who else has got this? Who else has got this product? So we put a store in, and in the store, we can start adding items, just like a health food store. What do you need for a store? You need an outbuilding. You need a garage. You need some place on your property. Maybe you have to build one. Maybe you'll have to buy one and have it moved in. You know, these little metal buildings? It doesn't take very much money to buy one of these little metal buildings. And most of your business is going to be done in about 6 months, starting in March through about the end of November, and you're going to be just about completed. So you're only talking about working maybe 6-7 months a year. Not bad. $100,000 a year is what you're shooting for. And you can do that in about 36 months. So you don't quit your job in the morning and go out here and try to do this. What you do is you start doing this on the side, and you start off with 5 customers, and then you move up to 10, then from 10 to 20, and 20 to 40, 40 to 80. And in about 3 or 4 years, you can have 100 customers producing $100,000 a year on a piece of ground that you may not own today, but if you do own it, we could start producing on that ground right away next spring. And if your ground is not organic now, we can go to work on creating organic soil, creating an organic garden. How big a piece of ground do you need? How big is an acre? Well, you know, you can buy little tractors, The little small 25, 30 horsepower tractors like a Ford 8N or the old Alice Chalmers. You know, those tractors are around for $500 or $1,000. And then the old implements that go with them, you know, they're really dirt cheap. And they're dirt cheap because farming in America has failed. Everybody's gone into mass production. What they're trying to do now is go into monoculture. What we want to do is agriculture. We want to grow 40 different crops, 40 different things. And that's because the more variety that you have to sell, then the greater is the appeal when Mary Housewife wants to drive out here 10, 20, 30 miles to your store in your little farm. And it makes an experience for the family. And pretty soon, you'll put in a pond. And in that pond, you'll stock fish. And when you stock fish in the pond, then your customers come out and pay you a fee to catch the fish that you've stocked in the pond, which is another source of income. So the pond serves as irrigation, and it also serves as a cash cow when mom and dad come out to pick raspberries and the children go over to catch fish in the pond and then pay you to go fishing. These kinds of operations have been around for a long time. They're not brand new. In fact, we have one in this county. It's a trout farm in which you pay. They'll furnish you with the equipment that you need, the fishing pole and the bait and everything you want. And you just go out here and catch your fish, and then you just pay for the fish as you catch them. Catch six fish, you're buying six fish. Now, that's called a you-pick operation because, you see, the owner is selling fish that you caught or you picked. And so you do the same thing with raspberries, blackberries, and so on. Now, let me give you a closer here. What do you think the most valuable crop is? Marijuana? Now, it's raspberries at $43,000 an acre. Blackberries, $22,000 an acre, blueberries, $8,000 an acre, peaches, $8,000 an acre, strawberries, $4,000 an acre. Soybeans, about $300 an acre. Why would we want to grow soybeans, wheat, and corn when there is so little in it? When we can be growing the vegetables and crops for little mom-and-pop customers that are going to be paying the retail price, and it's worth a dollar a square foot, $43,000 an acre. Now, that's what we're shooting for. All right, now this class is also available on CD, as is all of our schools. They're on CD. I like to recommend that you come to school because if you can see, get your fingers in the dirt, and you can actually walk around and see how it's done, you know, it adds an awful lot to the program. If you can't, you can always come to school at a later date. You can take the program on CD, and you can come to school. Now, we also have another program here we've been involved in for many, many years, and it's very simple. Once you go to school here, if you want to come back and bone up next year or the year after, you can come back free. So once you've paid for the class, you can come back as many times as you want and catch up and bone up on what's new. Remember the phone number. It's 417-273-4967. And we're online, georgegordon.net. Click on the email machine, send me an email request. Stand by, and we'll be right back with the last school that we offer here called the Mosaic Law. Hang on.